why certain people want it there. Other states haven't found it necessary. I don't think that we need to find it necessary. If the next committee referral wants to come up with a different definition, that's an option they have. I won't be on that committee, but I personally don't think it's something I want to support coming out of here.
Then the intent of the maker of the motion is to leave it as midwives and not insert anything before the term midwife. So your response to your question.
Mm-hmm.
Further questions? Harry, further objection? Representative, hearing no objection, the CS for HB 382-221 is adopted. As amended. Representative?
I had another question on a different part of the bill. It wasn't addressed in the... if I might.
Proceed.
We've touched on, and I've had a couple people call me since about, and we may want to hear from both sides, the apprenticeship section, under which it's an apprentice midwife is allowed, and I guess it's more of a philosophical thing. Do we want to allow apprentice midwives, is the apprentice midwife a step in getting to be a licensed midwife, or is it something that's allowed at all times, I guess? And that's the difference, right? The way the bill is written, an apprentice midwife can perform all the activities as long as they're supervised by a licensed midwife. I guess the situation that came up was, let's say an apprentice midwife goes through the apprenticeship, takes the test that is required to be a licensed midwife and fails. Under that scenario, if it were a normal midwife, they would not be allowed to practice. Do we want to continue to allow an apprentice midwife, if they fail the national test, to be able to continue as an apprentice midwife? And of course, the argument is they need to get more training so that, yes, they will. Or maybe do we want to say if they fail it three times? That's the policy call, I guess, for us to discuss, is whether or not how we want to proceed with apprentice midwives, and particularly if they fail the test.
Representative Carney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think that they should be allowed to continue to learn. That's what an apprentice program is all about. If they've had a certain apprenticeship, if they haven't learned well enough to pass the test, they should be allowed to continue as long as they're working under supervision. It seemed to me that that makes sense. You can't, you know, people fail tests sometimes. And it may need more time and experience before they can pass, as long as there's supervision over what they're doing.
Further comment?
So basically, I just want to get the feel. So the feeling is that even if they never intend to get a license, that it's okay to be an apprentice midwife that just is supervised. I mean, you can get paid to be supervised even though you don't meet. let's see. You meet the requirements, but don't pass the test, I guess. And basically, the qualifications are, there are no qualifications other than paying the fee, applying, and showing that you have not had disciplinary actions.
Representative Sherry Davis.
I don't know if this helps or not, but I know lots of lawyers that took lots of times to pass the bar exam. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Representative Carney.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute House Bill number 382, dated 223, as amended. 221 as amended, move from committee with individual recommendation.
Is there objection? With the this going out.
Attach this one.
Attach this one. Any objection? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Okay, I think that is it for the bills before us. We are hereby adjourned.